it was the best of times and it was the worst of times.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday night here in Greensboro,
North Carolina.
27403. Come find me.
You know, actually, I had to look that up when we did all that voting stuff.
You're scum.
I didn't know.
That's not as bad as me when the presidential election, I had to leave work and blaze down 40 to go back to my hometown because my registered voting zip code was there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I had to make it. I got off work at 5:30. And I don't remember when voting ended, but it was something stupid, like 7
mm-hmm.
or something. Yeah, and I tried to go vote at the little civic center at the end of the street, and they were like, hell no.
Oh, they turned you away?
Yeah, they turned me a fucking way.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Uh-huh, and yeah, because my zip code was my hometown.
I'm from the good old 28173, Wax Hee Haw.
We have the dankest donkeys in all of North Carolina.
The dankies.
The dankies. Donkeys got a donk.
This is the brother's drunk.
This is the brother's drunk.
Hi there. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Will.
And tonight we are drinking the finest of beers, I could say.
What is that? What is that, Guinness?
It is Guinness. Draft Stout. It is Guinness. And I know what you're about to say, Jeremy. You studied abroad in Ireland, and that's the only reason you like it. And that's partially true.
You know what? By chastising yourself for constantly bringing it up, you just brought it up.
Yeah, that's probably right.
You're going to hear more of that.
St. Paddy's Day was lit. I woke up with a bunch of people. We lived in a convent.
Fucking stop.
We lived in a convent. It was a convent turned into a dorm.
Yeah.
And we woke up at like 9 a.m. and pounded a bunch of Carlsberg.
He's like my grandpa with dementia. He just tells the same stories over and over again, but he can't remember my name half of the time.
Oh, the candle went out. That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's an omen.
It's just windy as balls, and it's like -5 degrees.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, what the hell, North Carolina? It was like 70 yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sorry to you folks up north that we're sitting down here complaining, but...
Yeah, it's fucking cold. What is it, 60? No, it's probably like...
My ass.
It's like...
I've been actually, because of Gwen, I've been restricting myself only to Celsius so I can learn it and get a feel for it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, that when she talks about it, I know what she's fucking saying.
So it's like, oh, wait, I didn't know Gwen uses Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
It's the good rule of thumb that I have is you take, if you're trying to get from Celsius to Fahrenheit, you do double the number plus 30.
I just set it to Celsius in my phone.
I guess that is the easier way to do it.
Do it, yeah. I just set it to Celsius in my phone and I have the weather up on my home screen.
Yeah.
But I still don't. I'm getting to the point now where I know what fucking cold is.
Yeah, you've never lived up north, have you?
Mm-mm.
No. Yeah, we're from Connecticut. We're moving back. Family's moving back, at least.
Well,
that'll be fun, too. Either Fairfield or Shelton, Connecticut.
Is that better or worse than where we currently are?
Debatable.
Shit.
So, this is the podcast where we... You know what? Fuck it. Let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
This is the first Grimm's Fairy Tale.
In the book?
Yeah, it's the first one in the book. There's like
the sacred
100
book.
What is it? We counted it the other day. It's like 140,
150 something like stories that. In this thing.
Yeah. Let's take it. Yeah, and they're all like really, you know, grim.
Grim. Very, very grim.
Dude, they're dark as hell. So let's start with the Frog Prince.
The Frog Prince. I know what you're thinking. The Frog Prince.
Princess and the Frog.
That Disney movie.
And I actually never saw it.
It was good. I liked it a lot. Some of the musical numbers, they had this whole like cool motif with like living shadows going on.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Some like deep south bayou voodoo shit.
Yeah, I know they had like some witch doctor shit going on.
Yeah, some serious like...
I've heard actually some of the music. Some of the music's pretty good. That would translate perfect to
the music is amazing. It would translate incredibly well to Sage. I think it'd be really cool if you got some flat stock puppets in there.
I think
to do the shadow work.
Actually, I think they're trying to turn Hercules into a Broadway musical as well.
It's pretty simple, but...
Exactly, but nobody's done it yet.
You're damn right, actually.
I guess that's all Disney's.
They're gonna get Michael Bolton's decrepit ass up there to sing I Can Go the Distance.
I can go the distance! You know,
I will find my way!
Somehow I'll be strong.
If he doesn't fucking pop one of his neck veins, I swear to God, look at those things. They're about to burst.
They were about to burst back then.
I'm scared for Michael Bolton anytime he sings.
I mean, I've seen worse. The fucking candle went out again.
Oh, man. All right, we'll keep a counter. Candle counter.
Candle count.
Candle counter.
Candle count.
Counter candle.
Counter.
Yeah. So what else has been up with you, man?
Not too much. I got off work today at 5 o'clock. I hate my life and I hate my job. And the only solace that I find in all of that is being here with my dearest friend, Jeremy.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. You know...
Yeah, your dog's walking around.
My dog, yeah, Mocha's just kind of making circles around us like a fucking shark right now.
Yeah, she's probably gonna eat us. I would say it's me because I got a little more junk in the trunk for her to.
I mean, yeah, it's
probably, meat on the
Mocha
thigh.
Is a certifiable psychopath. Mocha doesn't. Empathy is not in her vocabulary.
I'd say that she's like a tiny German Shepherd.
She is. Well, no, she looks like I went on Craigslist looking for a corgi, and it looked fine when it was a puppy, but it grew up and had, like, really long legs.
Oh, my God. Mocha's a cutie.
Mocha's hey, so Moo-moo. Cute. Hey, baby. Hey, sweetie.
Hey, what's up, Moo-moo?
Here's your good dog.
I'm all about dogs. We have two big labs at home. Yeah. Supposedly, one of them, I was just talking to my mom, one of the dogs just shattered, like, a giant glass lamp.
Mother of God.
It's just like shattered all over the floor, and my mom held a poll on Instagram. I didn't even know that you could do that anymore. On your Instagram story, you can actually hold a poll.
Yeah, you can do little polls and you can like size them out like Snapchat. It's really interesting.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't know about all these new things.
Well, we all Grandpapa Jeremy that remembers the days of sitting on the curb eating B&W apple pies and root beer.
Sitting on the corner playing jacks. Down by the soda.
Down by the soda fountain, he's throwing them jacks. They called him Little Johnny Hot Rod. Don't know why. What is his fucking name?
Why do they call him Hot Rod? I don't get it.
It's probably because he wears a shirt that says Hot Rod all the time.
He in real life, he fucking does.
And I actually don't have one of those shirts. I guess for continuity reasons, I'm going to have to go get it.
You're going to have to. We'll make you one online.
Hot Rod.
I'll draw it.
We'll do it on, like, what is that? That octopus.
Oh, the... Oh, fuck. The inked... Red Bubble.
Yeah. No, we know what I know. It's the octopus with the eyes. Octopus is my favorite animal.
I love
They can
octopi.
Multitask?
Yes.
Actually, you're wrong. It's octopuses. It is octopuses.
Hey, fucking excuse me? How does that work?
It's What do you mean? How does it fucking work? That's how it is.
Grammar, dude. Explain it.
Well, octopi, it sounds good, but it's not what it is. It's not like cacti.
But does it still apply to, like, platypus? Platypi?
Platypi? Platypuses. Dude, they can they can fucking multitask. You ever see one of those, like, try to, like, inch its way off a boat?
Oh, yeah, that video going around where it, like, goes through that quarter-sized hole.
Hatch, like...
Yeah.
And the dude's just, like, filming it.
Yeah, and he's like, good fucking bye. I'm smarter than you.
I wish I could slink. I wish I could slink out of social situations like that.
Oh, I do.
Just find a hole in the... Like, a literal hole the size of a dime in the wall. And then, like, slurp my body.
Smash that shit through there. To the horror of all
of you. We hear bones crunching. I don't mind. Half my body's through, and I'm still just looking back at him, waving, like,
you know,
bye.
Rats can do that. Rats can compress their ribs and go through holes, I think, like an eighth of their actual girth, which is insane.
Girth.
Girth. Girthy.
Girthy.
I don't talk to Jeremy about girth.
Girth.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. So.
Anyway, this story.
Oh, we're supposed to die. Okay,
there's a handsome and horny frog. With your name on it.
Okay, so here's how this one goes. So, there's a princess, and she's playing out in the forest. And she is playing with a yellow ball for whatever reason. I always just thought it was the snitch.
Yeah, it could be the snitch. She's catching it. Yeah,
she's just throwing this yellow ball up and down, like, chasing around in the forest. You know,
as kids do. I did shit like that.
But the problem is like, how do you have that much fun with a ball? If it's a bouncy ball, I don't think it would do that great on, like, leaves.
Oh no! Like, see, when we were kids, I remember this was a fun time. In like ninth grade,
yeah,
a desk in my health class broke, and I smuggled the metal leg of this desk home with me in my backpack. And this is essentially what we were going to turn it into.
Why?
We had the intention of turning it into basically a mortar tube.
Oh my god.
And so, yeah, we put like firecrackers in the bottom of it and like a big glass marble. and took it home and we stuck it in the ground and lit it.
Oh my god, did you find the marble?
Hell no. It was just a bang and a bunch of... Yeah.
Good. I hope it, like, went up and then, like, killed your neighbor.
No, I'm pretty sure it went in the house, like, in the next county. Like, it just came through the roof.
It just goes...
Yeah, like, speed of a bullet.
Yeah.
I know that,
Who needs guns in war?
I nailed the side of my neighbor's house with a potato gun when I was a kid.
I never had a potato gun. I feel like I missed out.
Not something that you purchase.
Oh?
Yeah, oh. You make them. You never heard of this?
I know you can do it with, like, actually, I have no idea. I'm talking for
reason. Well, what you do, this is off the record, if you ever find your way into the penal system, incarcerated, if you will, you can have PVC piping from the hardware store, like, you know, that stuff that your shit slides through to go out of your house.
Actually, I don't think anyone who's listening to this doesn't know how to make a potato gun. I think I'm the only person who actually...
No, the other day, I think I was talking to Gwen about it, and she had never heard of it, which was surprising, because when I was a kid, everybody knew what they were.
Yeah, but I had, a very sheltered, suburban...
Well, I mean, I lived in the suburbs as well, but yeah, no, what you do is you have two components, a barrel and then a chamber, this larger part of PVC connected by a cone, a reducer, to the barrel. And that's very important. The barrel is a lot smaller than the end part, because what you do is you unscrew the end part and you spray it full of, like, hairspray or WD-40.
Oh my god, how many times in my childhood did we use WD-40
in a lighter? And you screw it back on, and what you would have done is you've gone to the hardware store also when you're picking up the PVC, and you get a replacement propane grill igniter, which is basically a little button with a crystal inside of it that produces a spark when you press it. Mm. And it'll do that a lot of times before it fucks out. Right. And those wires are running down to the inside of it. You jam a potato down into the barrel, creating an air, you know, this is airtight chamber save for the weak link, which is the potato. And when you push
the weak link is always the potato.
And you push, especially in our friend group. Anyway, you push this button.
Who's a potato in our friend group? It's me, isn't it?
That's just the reaction that I wanted. It's me, isn't it? That couldn't have been any more perfect. You stop smiling.
Like that horrible realization.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just leaked shit out.
Like, I am also like 4'3" or whatever I am.
Oh, that's fine. It's mostly,
slightly tanner.
Yeah, you're dark skinned.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got an olive glow.
I mean, if it's any consolation, I'm more of like a leak.
You know, like
I can't think of anything else. It's like, you know, it's long and misshapen and
just
white.
Like shredded Swiss cheese. <That's> just...
I'm like albino Gumby. Oh, that's so good.
I'm having trouble coming up with a segue back to the story at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a...
Fuck segues, just go back to it. There's a frog.
We got a frog. Okay, so this girl's, like, playing around with the ball, and then she loses it in a fountain. And she's looking down, and I don't know how fucking deep this fountain is, but she can't go in there and get it herself. So she sees this frog, and the frog's like, "Hey, what's up?" You know, as frogs do.
Howdy, Georgie.
Oh my god, it is like Pennywise. That's way better if you read it what's that guy's name? Oh, he was in Home Alone 2, the guy who plays Pennywise in the first one.
Tim Curry,
thank you. I was thinking Alan Rickman, but that's
Marianne! That's not right. You know,
yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. McAllister.
Right, so the frog is Tim Curry.
The frog is definitely Tim Curry.
He goes, I usually get it. I try to do that. I go through a... every time I go through a drive-thru line, every now and then... I'll do Nigel Thornberry.
Yes.
Yes. I'd like a cookout tray.
And you just like
say
do
corn
that.
Dog, please.
Corn dog.
Oh, I just lost my virginity.
Oh, what did the corn dog do to you?
No, just you saying that. I need a bath.
Oh God. And that's actually what the frog did. He was
the frog.
He was like, actually, hey, if I go in to the bottom of this fountain and get this yellow ball for you, will you make me royalty? And she's like, I mean, I guess, sure. Fine, whatever, get my balls. She's like panicking because, you know.
Yeah, it's his balls.
It's her whole life.
Fucking balls.
As you'll see later, her father neglects her, so she doesn't have anybody at home.
She's basically projected, like human qualities under this ball.
She's like, is she?
She's like,
she's
angst.
Yeah. Wilson!
She's screaming down a well, and a frog's talking back to her. She's on acid. That's all this is.
Like, what is my life now?
And the frog, and she's like, whatever, get my ball. And he's like, bloop. And he goes into the fountain in, like, in seconds. He's back
he
out.
He gets it with his tongue.
Yeah, he has the ball in his mouth.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, here it is. And she's like, yay! It picks up the ball, and he's like, all right, time to go home. And she's like, fuck no, bitch. And, like, runs off.
Home with her. He, like, basically jumps into her arms, and he's like, where are we going?
Yeah, well, she runs off without him. And you know, she drops him and runs off, and she goes home. Cut to dinner. She's eating dinner with her father, the king, in this great hall. And she's, you know, she's eating, and then they hear, like, some smacks on the door.
Smacks.
Smacks.
Sorry, that sounds wet.
It's some... it probably was.
That sounds like the color brown.
And then she starts to... she's like, oh shit. And the father's like, what did you do now? And she fessed up. She was like, well, I told this frog that if he got my ball from the bottom of a well, that he could be royal. And he goes, well, smack in the background. Smack.
Just the heartbeat.
Just against like a wooden door. Imagine like a frog just slapping his body.
Yeah, and you're like, what is he actually doing to it? You know, is he fully body slamming this door?
That's
is
what
it
I always imagine.
Is it his tongue?
Is it his ass? Is he just twerking on the door?
He's beating on the door.
Oh, if it's a wooden door, he'd be covered in
slime?
Splinters, I was saying.
Oh my, like, yeah, you're right.
Do frogs get splinters?
Probably. Everything gets splinters.
Cheers to that.
I hope the clinks pick up.
I really hope they do. If that wind chime doesn't.
I hope they can hear us at all.
Yeah. But, so she's like, well, you better let them in. You know, dues are dues.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, go fucking open the door. If you made a promise to this frog and you're a princess, you know, of course, commanding his daughter to let a frog inside. She goes and she opens the door, and the frog hip hop all the way up into the room. She sits down and like is crying over her meal, and the frog goes, "Would you get me up on the table? I like some food." and she's like, "Ew, fucking no! You're a frog." And the king's like, "Do it." Go pick him up. You heard the man.
The man.
Assuming that this frog
this
is.
This frog is
that's,
surely.
That's a lot of assumption on a frog, actually. It could be like a.
I mean, who other
like
than
a Susan Boyle of.
Who the fuck other than a cis male would walk into somebody's house and have the audacity and the privilege to ask them for fucking food?
Now that you say that.
Yeah, he's definitely.
I've definitely been in a stranger. Like a mere stranger. Like close to a stranger's house and been like, do you have any food?
Yeah. But not like. Give it.
Yeah.
That's some nice pork back there. First time something happened to it, isn't it?
So she's like, oh, gross. And she picks him up and he's all slimy. Like, talks about how slimy the fucking frog is. And picks the frog up and puts him on the table. And I can only imagine he just starts like just like snatching, yeah,
snatching
food
the food with his fucking nasty ass frog tongue.
With his tongue.
I'm so obsessed with it. I can't.
And they
like,
have like mutton on the
head.
Table.
Mutton, whole thing's
like,
gone.
Like he's eating an entire leg of mutton.
He's like that thing from Spirited Away.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
No face.
The no face.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I actually really like that movie. I've been trying to watch the rest of the Hayao Miyazaki films.
We're doing a thing.
Howl's Moving Castle, I've heard, is awesome.
It's amazing. I had to watch that film like 4 times before I really appreciated it for what it was.
Oh damn, then maybe I won't go through the how long is it?
It's like 2 hours.
Okay, so the 8 hours of intensive...
I'm not saying that I sat there and watched it over and over again for 8 straight hours.
Okay, I could totally see you doing that. Just going, I didn't get it. And then like...
Second time, nope.
Gwen walks in, what the fuck are you doing?
And I'm just, like, my eyes is dark circles, bloodshot, and I'm saying, I don't understand.
You weren't wearing a wife beater and like tidy whities before, but you are now, and you didn't move.
And because it's a fucking VHS tape, because that completes the narrative. I'm just sitting there watching like Snowstorm as it rewinds. I watched the whole thing in reverse,
going for there must be codes,
something.
Well, who is it? What is it? A Beatles song that you could do that backwards to?
I don't know specifically
Pink
about
Floyd
the
or something.
Beatles. It's probably Pink Floyd. I know that at the end of Sgt. Pepper is the album, not the song. I think John blew a dog whistle. But it's only perceptible on the vinyl. So if you happen to have a turntable and a copy of Sgt. Pepper's on vinyl, if you play it, it'll make your dog freak out.
Says a man who has definitely experienced it.
Definitely has, because I do have a copy of that sitting at home, and I've watched all 3 of them have like a miniature heart attack because they can't, yeah.
Like Mocha's doing this thing right now. We have steps on our porch, and... she heard her name. She's like, what you want, bitch?
Fuck off.
She's got like the two legs on the step below where the back half of her body is, which is just, I can only say accordioned.
Yeah, it's just kind of like folded up. And we're making like eye contact while we're sitting here roasting her.
Oh, she totally knows everything. She just, it doesn't affect her.
No, this dog understands perfect English. I swear to God. Some of the looks that she gives me. I'm afraid to say stuff anymore. Because I know,
I'm just looking at you right now.
She's looking right at me with her ears back. Like, shut the fuck up.
Her arms do the, her ears do the Naruto.
Are you?
The brother's drunk.
The brother's drunk. Title drop. Mm. We're barely into the story.
So, this frog is just eating off the table until he's like engorged.
Yeah, he's a much larger frog.
And he's like not even engaging in like table conversation. He's not being a nice guest.
No, he's eating.
And the king's like all about it. He's just like, yep, this is a frog, and you brought him into the house, so you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, Dad, you fucking made me, so yeah. You know, we could have just not done anything, and this
and
would
we
be fine.
We wouldn't have this problem. Yeah.
But he's just totally okay with it. And then the frog's like, full to pop, and then she's like, I want to go to bed, and he's like, okay. And then the frog's like, I want to come to bed too. And she's like, Dad, no. And he's like, you have to bring him. What kind of parenting? What abusive crackhead king?
King is doing this. This is insane.
Oh yeah, and he's like, well, you have to bring him up there. And she's like, fuck that. And he's like, no, seriously, do it.
Yeah, like.
And the frog's like, never. You know how a ribbit goes?
He burps and ribbits at the same time.
And she's like, oh, okay. So she picks up the frog, still slimy. Still slimy.
Maybe slimier.
Ever. Nickelodeon slime.
Slime. Yeah.
I have always wanted to get slimed. But you know what always bothered me?
I was mortified.
The Nickelodeon slime is green.
Surely.
But the actual logo is orange. That fucking lack of continuity, that always bothered me as a kid.
It's contrasting colors.
Well, fine.
Not
but,
even, though.
But what, yeah, but Nickelodeon slime should be obviously orange. Remember Pickboy? It was a dude who kind of looked like...
That sounds so familiar.
He looked like Barnacle Boy from SpongeBob, and then he would come out and like be I listened to your requests, and this is what we're going to be playing next.
Mother
and it was never
fuck.
What I fucking wanted, so I was like, pick boy.
Yeah, no, you're like dragging some some serious shit back from the depths here. I remember...
You didn't even remember pick boy, dude.
I remember that Brent motherfucker with the gel spikes in his hair.
Oh, you mean Guy Fieri?
No, not that one.
Not that
you know, the other day, did I tell you about that? I saw this image that was, it was that Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives show on the screen. And then the digital information from the cable network hadn't switched over from the previous channel yet. They obviously had been channel surfing.
Right.
So it was from some kids show, some animated thing. And under an image of Guy Fieri eating something... In a diner.
Which can be described as
any one of his meals.
And at any point of the day. And by the way, he eats 7 meals a day.
He easily does. And the thing is,
it's always something. It's not food.
This caption,
it's something.
Which was from another TV show. It was a description of the show reads, "Troll roams countryside eating garbage."
And that's why his restaurant got shut down in New York. You know,
probably
that?
What happened?
Yeah, I think it was a health thing. I think it was I'm pretty sure it was like health inspector was like, we got to shut this shit down.
You're fucking serious? This guy,
it's gone.
He's built his empire.
And gone. No, well, he still is trying to drive his dad. You know, actually, it was a Halloween costume that I had with Davis. Was one of us was going to be Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I was going to be Guy Fieri from Minute to Win It. We're gonna get somebody else to be Guy Fieri from Guy's Grocery Games.
The Triforce. Choose your fighter. Fuck that. Name a better trio, I dare you. I've got these stupid
OTP.
Fucking memes for days. I got this basic normie shit.
Do you know the way?
And he, no.
and he goes, "Hi, I'm Guy Fieri, and we're going to..."
This way.
And we're going this way. He screams from, like, the front seat of a Camaro.
Yeah, the front... But it's in a convertible, and this massive, like, helicopter, like pan out.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's, like, cruising down one-lane highway.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I'm embarrassed to say that I actually like some of the restaurants that...
That's
covered.
That's fine. That doesn't fucking matter.
Actually,
it has no,
no
bearing on it.
Yeah, okay, you have a point. The show is not to blame.
He's the problem.
Blame.
The show itself is not even a bad idea. It's just him.
We could do it better.
Yeah, why are we doing this?
Yeah, we could do bagels, brunch,
and
boysenberries.
Boysenberries. Boysenberry bagels
it's
and brunch.
It's a very niche selection of restaurants.
Yeah, but that's fine. People fucking watch it.
Somebody would. Somebody on the travel food.
Yeah,
HGTV.
It's like, I was gonna say, it's like HGTV. It's like how niche is it? Millionaire millennial couple who've gained their fortune from scrapbooking and then
going on to Shark Tank.
Yeah, and going on to Shark Tank, like, between $2 million houses.
Yeah, and then Mr. Wonderful's all like, "Yeah, but it needs that wow factor," and then they're like, "Fuck you," and then he never gets a deal. Wow. I wanna see Shark Tank, but it's just 5 Owen Wilsons going and they're going, "Hi." So
but no, one of them. No, but they're all from different films, and one of them is Lightning McQueen. He's in the
one of them's like the little cowboy
from Night at the Museum.
Yeah. Oh my.
And one of them's
God.
From Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah. And anytime somebody comes out with a thing, they're like, "Hi, this is the oh my God, you know that one? This is the putt pisser." Whatever.
Excuse me.
It's not called that, but it's
yeah, it is.
It's something like that. But it's a golf club.
No.
It's designed to look like a golf club, but it sits in your golf bag. And you can unscrew the top, walk into the woods, and piss into it. It perfectly fits your...
You know what that doesn't
tiny,
like,
a tiny
fix?
is that whether you whip it out and piss in the fucking 18th hole or whether you go in the woods and do it, if someone sees you, you're still going to be a sex offender for the rest of your fucking life.
Right, but it comes with a little apron that goes over your dick.
Does that make it okay?
I know. It makes it more embarrassing because I'm like, yeah, let me use this awning to hide my dick while I piss into a putter.
You know, speaking of golf, my dad doesn't play golf anymore. You want to know why?
Is it because he pissed into a putter and they said, get off our lawn?
Technically, in some kind of way, worse.
Oh, what did he do?
He tried to play golf. It was like the fifth time in his life. He's like 60 years old. He tried to play golf like fifth time in his life. He drives a ball into a tree. Bird falls out dead.
Wait, and that's why he can't?
Yeah, and he was just like, I can't do this anymore. He was really bad.
Oh my god.
He was really bad at golf. And he just chipped one. What do they call that? A slice?
A slice.
When the ball just does not go where you intend for it.
It's a wax, it's a wane, it's a bend in the wood.
Except this time, yeah, ball enters tree, bird falls out in like three pieces.
I don't fucking get people who buy homes on golf courses because one of these
days.
We
lived on one.
One of these days they're gonna walk into your backyard. Well, a driving range is fine because everybody's shooting in one direction.
Yeah, the direction was at our fucking house.
How are you here?
They were just hoping that when they built it, that it was far enough away to where it wouldn't be a problem. Shit is that until they, like, rectified that situation a little bit, we found golf balls in the yard feet from the windows all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Damn. And
nobody said anything.
Because that thing's going as fast as, a bullet.
Yeah, you don't see it until it's there or it's broken something. It's just a miracle that it...
Like,
that,
you know,
yeah.
You.
Yeah, I was going to say that it never, like, either caught one on the side of the head or, like, killed me in my sleep because it came through my bedroom window or some shit.
Good goddamn.
Yeah, but we lived,
can
like...
Can you imagine being woken up by that? Fuck! And you're, like, screaming, clutching your cheek. And you look and you just see a golf ball rolling.
Yeah, and you just got the imprint.
Little, yeah, and it'll always say yeah. Titleist. Just
Titleist, right? You got a brand. Yeah. The Bouge brand.
The Bouge brand.
The Bouge brand. Titleist.
So the princess takes this. Speaking of the Bouge brand, she takes the frog up to her bedroom. And she's like, all right, well, I'm going to bed. You know, and she leaves him on the floor, and he's like, no. Let me up. I want to sleep with you
in the bed.
Insinuating, hey, you owe me sex now because I got your ball.
Yeah, I got your ball out of a well.
I got your ball out of a well.
Yeah.
And now you must have sex with me. That's not how that works.
No, that's never... That sentence that you just uttered should never be uttered outside of, you know, just fucking around.
Hey, I got...
this podcast.
I got anything for... That's just rude. If anything discounted the Tim Curry frog, that's definitely it.
Yeah, like not cool, dude. Not cool. Mad rapey vibes there.
But... She... Oh, hello.
Hey, who's that?
Who's that homeless man?
Look at this guy. Your favorite Pokemon.
Adam Wilson. He's got like a... Oh, it's very quick. It's very quick. It's not like Adam. It's like Adam. Adam. Adam.
That's what he does. That's what he says. He hops around and says, Adam. Adam. Adam.
Adam is my roommate.
Hello.
And in a way, life companion.
It's a thing.
We have been roommates twice now, separated by one year.
I think we could call that a domestic partnership.
Yeah.
Is that how that goes?
Yeah, that could get you can get like tax shit for that, I think.
I don't think a ring is in order, but I definitely think like
don't buy things. Don't put money into it.
I think we could each get a nice matching hat.
Yeah, in, monogram.
I'm with stupid. Fuck people who wear that hat. That's shirt.
It's a shirt. Well, it's a shirt. I guess it could also be a hat. It's a hat with the arrow pointing down.
You can do anything.
Or it could just be a blank hat, and your friend's hat is Make America Great Again.
Fuck MAGA.
You wouldn't last long sort of like, in public
yeah.
like that, hopefully.
Well, yeah. But
I would have to fight the urge to physically assault someone if I saw them wearing that hat.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they were much larger than me, which is the case for a lot of the population.
But they got away with it in the Bible Belt.
Ugh, Jesus.
Anywho.
So,
you guys want some Honey Jack?
I'm good. I had some of that. It fucked me up earlier.
Do you want some, Will?
I'm okay. I want to get a shot of that because I think it'll warm me up a little bit.
The brother's drunk.
The brother's about to be drunk.
It's pretty cold out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, we've been nipping it up here in the cold.
Nice.
That's really good.
Right?
See, but we're trying to cater to these people that live up north. They probably think we're little bitches.
Because it's like for more reasons than this.
Yeah, probably. Because it's like 60 it's not 60, it's like 35, 40 degrees outside. I said that earlier. I said those exact numbers, I think.
I think you did say something along those lines, but well, no,
it was like 60 something earlier.
It was nice. Yesterday. Yeah, it's like the fucking desert as soon as the sun goes down. But yeah, no, as a disclaimer to our northern listeners, I would like to apologize for us down here in North Carolina.
For our bitchliness.
For our bitchliness to the cold.
We're not used to it.
But on the bright side, you know.
We have the beach in North Carolina.
We have the beach in North Carolina.
We have the mountains in
really
North Carolina.
Really shitty beaches.
We have really
disgusting, Myrtle Beach.
Terrible.
You ever been to Dick's Last Resort?
Hey, I don't think we have to talk about people from up north about, like, brown seawater, though. I mean, we've all seen the Hudson Bay.
No, but have you ever been to a Dick's Last Resort?
Oh, of course.
Oh, I've been to that. It's like
Dick's Last Resort.
It's
you
a
know what that is?
It's a restaurant where you go in and they give you like a condom hat out of paper, and they write something nasty on it
like
about
an
you.
Insult.
Like I'm a Bieber bitch, and they'll put it on your hat.
I went there and they just wrote slut.
Yeah, and the whole thing is that like the waiters are rude to you.
Oh yeah, I've heard of places like this.
Yeah.
What, they have one of those in Myrtle Beach?
God, of course they do. Where else does that exist other than stony fucking...
Myrtle Trash Hole Beach.
Ugh, God damn it, I hate that place.
It's just a city of, like, tourist attractions and souvenir shops.
Yeah. My dad, I wouldn't say that he necessarily belongs there, but he certainly attended his fair share of Harley Davidson bike weeks at Myrtle Beach.
Bike week? You need a whole week for bikes?
Bike week. It's where all of the bikers go to Myrtle Beach and they convene. It's like Comic-Con.
Oh God!
A complete with cosplays. They all cosplay like the Hell's Angels.
I mean, you know that. You know that Harley was named after
Harley Davidson. Oh, I'm very fucking aware of that.
Which honestly, if it weren't for the fact that she were named after a Harley Davidson, it would be a very nice name.
Yeah, it is a nice name.
It is a nice name. Period.
But
comma, colon.
She won't listen to this, but,
Harley. If you listen this far. Well, do something else with your life.
Anyway, yeah, if you made it 37 minutes into this shit, you've already made the first mistake of your day. You made a big 37-minute fucking mistake.
Listen
anyway,
on a drive. Listen on a train. Listen on a plane or while you're watching the game.
The story goes thusly, is that my father, he retreated with his two friends to his hotel for the night. And,
retreated from what?
From the debauchery. This was after he went to a bar the same night. He went to a bar and a guy put out a cigarette on the seat of his motorcycle. That went poorly.
Oh fuck.
For the guy. And and then they went back to the hotel just in a bad mood anyway, and they wake up the next morning and they come downstairs in the lobby of the hotel. There's just glass everywhere, wood. It looks like a bomb went off.
Oh my
chairs
God.
Are broken.
Oh my
and
goodness.
The and the lady is just is sitting in the floor crying. Like the front desk lady.
Holy shit.
Oh wow.
What happened?
And they just like she yelled at them.
Right.
And they just quietly walked out, and she continued to sit on the floor in the midst of the wreckage and just sob.
Jesus
and they,
Christ.
To this day, don't have any idea what happened.
Oh my God, dude.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I don't even think I'm done with that one.
So this...
I'm not.
I opened beer.
How much do you have left?
Like a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's the brother's drunk, my friend.
I mean, I'm not like part of like the brothers.
But
brothers and cousin.
Drunk
Adam.
While you're here,
You're the Kramer to our Jerry and George.
Who's Jerry and who's George?
I'm Fuck. Kramer.
I'm
what do you want to be, Newman?
You came through the door.
I think that's more appropriate so far. I haven't been doing anything like
neurotic.
Super wacky.
Fair enough. Okay.
Actually, speaking of Harley, Harley showed me once. She said, "Play this at my funeral," and I'm asking that she also plays it at mine. So whoever dies first, the other has to play this at their funeral. It's the Seinfeld theme. She found this, mashed up with Holla Back Girl. Ain't no holla back girl, ain't no holla back girl. It's the beautiful trash that the internet provides.
It sounds like it. It really does.
So, I don't know where we're at the story. The princess takes the frog up to her room. She just does it reluctantly.
Our neighbor just walked outside. This will be interesting.
Yeah, we've known him for a while. He's a good guy. He goes mountain climbing.
I absolutely love David. David's awesome.
Yeah. David's my dad's name.
David's my dad.
He's not our neighbor though.
He's not our neighbor.
I would be happy if your dad was our neighbor.
That would be
Your dad's chill as hell.
Sounds like a stand-up guy. Yeah. I met him once.
He's a sit-down guy. I'll tell you.
He's a sit-down kind of guy.
Sit down. Oh, God, we've all known a sit-down guy. Oh, Jesus.
If anybody's a sit-down kind of guy.
Never going back.
Well, once you hit a certain age, man.
Dude, you're just always a sit-down kind of guy.
Yeah.
I'm not excited. That's not exciting for the future.
Maybe you have a day of rebellion where after you've been doing it for like a year, you're like,
I'm going to get up. And then you get up and it hurts. Yeah. And you sit back down.
She grabs the frog. He's all slimy as hell. She brings him up and she's like, "All right, let's go to bed." And she's like, "Well, no." She's like, "I'm not letting you up here." And the frog's like, "Man, let me up. I want to sleep with you. Split me muff." I think I retold some of the story there.
Did you?
I don't know. Well, who the fuck cares? You know, so she's in the bed. The frog's like, "Let me up." And she's like, "Fuck no." So she picks him up. She's teary-eyed, and she throws the frog against the wall.
Which power fucking to you?
I think she like just Derek Jetered that bitch.
Yeah, just
like
against the wall so hard. Yeah, he died. Instantly.
It just shattered with a
yeah.
And then snail trail, like sliding.
Just
slid like
down
like
the
a
wall.
Or
yeah, just one all the way to the floor.
There was no kiss in the Frog Prince. There was no fucking kiss.
Frog Prince kissed the wall at like 40 miles an hour.
It's just some bitch ass frog.
Indubitably.
Piece of shit, little frog. But but as he's falling, when he gets to the floor, he magically turns into a prince. Boom.
After, like, bleeding all over the walls and just, like...
Yes.
It wasn't love at first sight. It wasn't a kiss. It wasn't some magic voodoo bullshit. I guess it was.
Kind of, but it was foremost a violent death.
He had to die. He had to be annoying enough to get killed.
Yeah. Is that the thing?
Is that the thing?
No, but, like,
was he just trying to be
though,
as rude?
Now,
is that where we're really getting with
I'm
the
just, that's occurring
morals
to me
or whatever?
Just now. I mean, I was going to ask you because I thought you might have gone deeper into the work than I have.
Oh, fuck that. I just read the thing.
Yeah. Oh, well. But, you
it's
know.
It's like 3 pages long or whatever.
Well, okay. For the sake of the podcast, what do we all think? Do you think that the...
Like, that was the point?
Yeah.
If he could just be as disgusting
as
possible, and so that she eventually kills him, and that's what undoes the spell.
Now, coming from the assumption that Grimm's fairy tales are some sort of moral? A fable?
Definitely.
Is that's the case? That's understood, isn't it?
I mean, maybe, but it doesn't justify her.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the case, you know? They could have just had this story, and they were like, you know, let's make this shit twisted. Like,
yeah, just for the sake of entertainment. Yeah.
Well, the Brothers Grimm, they archived
all... Japanese people do that all the time.
It's not like they made these stories... but it's not
anime.
Like they made...
called anime. Like.
I read the beginning of the thing. It's not like they made these stories up. They found them. they archived old wise tales from other people. And they collected them into a very nice.
I hope they got that.
I hope that is audible.
Adam just made the sissiest of farts.
It was a weak fart.
It was a disgustingly depressing fart.
Oh, God.
I was really hoping for a more meaty
experience.
Vibration of my ass cheeks.
My meat.
I gotta send that to Adam.
Oh my God! Yeah, yes.
In fact, you talk. I'm gonna show this. We're gonna show Adam Olsen a meme.
My meat.
Oh God! Oh, yeah. Continue.
Yeah. So that's how it goes. He turns into a prince. He slides down. He slimes down the wall. He turns into a prince, and then he's like, "You wanna fuck me now?" And she's like, "Well, I guess, because you're a prince now." And I guess that just makes everything okay. They fuck, they get married the next day, and then they have kids. And that's how the Frog Prince ends.
So it's, the moral of the story is,
she's not gonna be
into you unless you're hot. And not a frog.
Or
doesn't matter how much you pester her.
If you push, that's such an awful moral. God damn,
that's what I'm thinking.
Like, if you...
That's exactly what I'm saying.
If you fucking, like, pester a princess for sex,
yeah,
eventually she'll kill you and you'll turn into something better.
that's not actually wrong.
Does
it mean if you're a creeper and you get your ass kicked because of it, then you're better for it? Like
turn into a prince or whatever.
I mean
that's kind of fitting, right? Like you said,
you're
a creeper and you get your ass beat for being a creeper. Maybe you will be a better person out after that experience, you know? Maybe
don't
get beat up all the time. Those people really fuck me up. I've got a black eye, my mouth is...
In the case of this frog, he's just sort
this
of like...
Tim
pulp.
Curry frog. Don't be the Tim Curry frog.
He's just like, he's basically a couple of eyeballs and a flap of green skin at this point. Like,
gross.
Like, you know, like Jeremy.
And with that, thanks everybody for listening. I don't think we caught it on the last recording that we tried to do, but this is all we need to throw over to a group called the Greensboro Collective.
The Greensboro Collective.
This is a group of local artists in the Greensboro, North Carolina area, if you find yourself nearby.
I'm sorry.
Or if you find yourself far away, because you can just check it out online. Most of the stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff's on social media.
Speaking of social media, we'll be on it soon.
We'll be on social media soon. We'll get with the times.
Under the Brothers Drunk.
The Brothers Drank.
This beer tastes like water.
And here we were hyping it up, talking about it like it was some special shit.
It's just not good if it's not from the tap, man.
I don't know about that.
It's delicious from the tap. Are you kidding?
I mean, it's
from
delicious.
The horse's mouth?
Jesus.
That's how it actually comes out. It comes out of a horse's mouth.
Yeah, it comes out of the horse's mouth.
You, like, squeeze the tail of a horse.
I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, PBR is horse piss.
That same horse, actually. It's one of the Budweiser, like, fucking giant horses.
Yeah, where do you think they get Budweiser from? It's Clydesdale urine.
Oh, my God. So, the Greensboro Collective, if you are in the Greensboro area and you're trying to... the dogs are making friends.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
They know each other.
Hey.
Hey.
Good, how are you?
Cool.
That's our neighbor. We have, like, no contact with them. They're cool, but...
They're really cool. They're amazing people.
They're awesome people.
They let me film a film in their backyard.
Night of the Living Dad, which you should also check out.
No, don't, please.
But the Greensboro Collective, definitely be sure to give that a go. Hit up Ricky Perez if you are a visual artist, an actor, a director, a playwright, a screenwriter, a musician, a singer, just anything. If you can make art, hit up Ricky Perez if you're in the Greensboro area, and we would love to incorporate you guys in some of this fine, juicy, juicy content.
Wow, speaking pretty highly of yourself, Jeremy.
Hey, it was all juicy content. I'm drinking this Guinness. That's all the juice I need.
It was a nice run with dirt water beer.
Yo, Will!
Will, come conclude your...
Yo, Will, are you going to help me finish this podcast or what?
No!
He's talking to the neighbor, actually being a nice person. Meanwhile, Adam actually just went downstairs. He's about to go downstairs to help our fucking troll of our downstairs neighbor.
Fuck that bitch.
She fucking takes up all the parking spots with her big ass car. Yo, Will, what do you got?
Oh my god. Holy shit.
Did you just bring up another...
Dude,
what is that?
This is like 65 pounds of beer.
Oh my god. Did he give that to you?
Yes, he said that they had a party. And somebody brought a shit ton of it, and it was so much they couldn't even finish it. So it's all in this fucking cooler. And he just gave it to me.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, it's all...
It's all...
Michelob Ultra.
We are the Brothers Drunk.
Drunk. And this has been Will and Jeremy.
Hi, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Will,
and thanks for listening. We're gonna drink too many Michelob Ultras.
Oh, I will know.